It was just this past March, during state budget talks, when expanding universal pre-K to all New York families who wanted it was a hot topic.
As long-term advocates who have supported pre-K, we were excited that pre-K was getting so much attention.
Jasmine Gripper heads the Early Childhood Campaign at the Alliance for Quality Education.
And the governor was supporting pre-K and doing a bigger initiative than what he proposed last year. Everyone was excited that this was happening. Everyone wants to see it to be successful. And school districts would like to do that, but it's really difficult.
What's making it difficult is money. School districts who want to add more slots of pre-K and expand from half day to full can get reimbursed for the costs. But Gripper explains they have to come up with the money to hire teachers, develop curricula, and get materials in advance. They'll get reimbursed at the end of the year. She's hearing from superintendents that they just don't have the funds.
School districts have already completed their budgets. They've already had them voted on by the community. And so those budgets are done. And with a tight K-12 budget and having already spent down their reserves, school districts don't have many options for finding the money to put into this program at such a late date.
What they found is only 123 districts outside New York City submitted letters of intent to participate, while more than 550 did not. That's even after most school leaders expressed support and wanted to expand. Locally, Syracuse, Onondaga, Lynn Court, and Jordan Elbridge are the only districts preparing to expand their pre-K offerings. Chris Bolt, WAER News.